go back and share with their people. I think Modi is in a particularly difficult situation. I don't know if your viewers know.
We have 15
seconds.
There were
images all across India of Indian migrants being deported from the United States, shackled and chained. It created a lot of shock, and Modi has to now go back and tell people that India's dignity is intact, which is a great tall order right now.
Pankaj Mishra, award-winning Indian author, essayist. His new book, The World After Gaza, A History. We'll do part two and post online at democracynow.org. Happy birthday to Brendan Allen. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh.
February 13th is World Radio Day, where millions around the globe celebrate the medium which touches so many lives. All across this country, Canadians are celebrating too, including Farm Radio International and the National Campus and Community Radio Association, with a live broadcast through CKCU-FM from Ottawa. Learn more and participate in World Radio Day at worldradioday.ncra.ca on February 13th and catch the live stream.
Hello to all my outies with a big, big innie. And welcome to another episode of Be Banter.
My name is Aiden.
And I'm Sarah.
And today, do you want to explain what the theme of the episode is?
Yeah, today we have a special episode that, like, neither of us actually really stuck to. So,
yeah.
But it's, like, TV, but because Aiden doesn't watch any TV, it's also movie, like, related songs from the shows or movies or, like, ones that made us think of that.
Right. The thing is, like, for me, I, like, mostly chose songs that are actually in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And
for me, like, literally, like, only, like, one.
Yeah.
Actually, no, like, none of the, like, actually only one song is, like, in a show.
Yeah. So this is going to be kind of like a scary episode for all of us.
Yeah.
So bear with us.
Mm-hmm. And ladies go first. Sorry, innies go first. So Aiden.
Right. It's me first.
You would never be an outie. You would only be an innie. Let's just start there.
We have to explain that.
I am a person. You are not.
We have to explain that that's from Severance, the show, which is one of Sarah's picks for the episode.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to start. The first song I'm going to be playing is by an artist called Sandhu Chorba. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. But the song is called La Daichi Ka Nai Servichi, which means take this because you don't have a job. And this song appears in the movie Do Not Expect Too Much from the End of the World.
Oh, does that hit a bit close to you? Take this because you don't have a job? Oh. Does that hit a bit close to home?
We're moving on from that. See, this is why. Never mind.
And what's the next song?
And the next song is going to be from the incredible movie Challengers. It's going to be the song Challengers by Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross.
Yeah.
Let's play them tunes.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
With me.
I'm radio.
CFIC.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
You just listened to La Daiichi Ka Nai Servici by Sandu Chiorva and Challengers by Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross on CFRC Radio.
Double banger.
Double banger.
The Romanian song needs to be played in a sequence of Paul Blart the Mall Cop getting chased.
Oh, 100%. It's such a chase scene sequence, but it's not even a chase scene in the original movie. So
it's so like Looney Tuney.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I actually love it. And that movie is so good. Like, you guys, if you have not seen that movie, like, you need to watch it. It's on Mubi. Get Mubi. If you don't have Mubi, DM the Instagram. I'll give you a link, mama.
Okay, he's just saying that because he wants his own free month. And he's, like, literally ruining our relationships because, like, people that I should be getting the free month from.
You know what we should do is we should just share a Mubi account and then we can have the free month.
Wait, okay, yeah, we'll do that. Fine.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, like, no more fighting online, on air.
Yeah.
We're done.
But, like, DM the Instagram account if you want.
Double banger. Challengers soundtrack. I don't know who it is that told me that they hated the soundtrack because it, like, took them out of the movie every time they watched it. But to me, the best part about Challengers is the soundtrack.
No, literally.
Like, the more I think about the movie, the more I actually don't really like the movie that much, but like the soundtrack more. Like, I think I started swapped. Like, I loved the movie. And I, like, was, like, the soundtrack is good or whatever. But now I'm, like, the movie is, like, not even that good. Okay, maybe I should be saying I'm gonna hate on air for the three. It's, like, pretty good. But it's not as good as I thought it was at the beginning. But the soundtrack, to me, is
No, the soundtrack
better.
Is what makes the movie. And it's crazy it didn't even get an Oscar nomination. And instead we got Emilia Perez.
No, because I just watched Emilia Perez 2. And I cannot. No, no, and no.
It was like yes. No, it was that went like when we played that and everyone was watching along, everyone was just like confused and like stunned. Like, this was what's getting Oscar nominations.
You smell like my dad.
Yeah, that part was crazy.
Everyone, go don't watch. But,
go don't watch. Like, actually, don't support. Don't watch.
Yeah. My turn.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna be playing my songs. I'm going to be playing Take My Hand by Matt Berry, who plays Laszlo in What We Do in the Shadows. Like, why is he making music? Why is it, like, low-key banging? He just came out with a new album. Go listen to that.
Shout out.
What's the girl's name from But I'm a Cheerleader?
RuPaul? RuPaul.
Not RuPaul. No, not RuPaul. Natasha Lyonne.
Oh,
she's
yes.
on the song. And then he also has Paul McCartney on like his old album. So like low-key kind of crazy. He's so and like all
Wait,
of his
he's
album
connected.
Covers are like so vampire-esque. It's like so amazing. Like he's holding like a bird in the forest in this one. So good. And then I'm gonna be playing I Should Not Be Seeing You by Connie Conway, which is played in like the Mad Men whatever like soundtrack. The Mad Men music is so good. It has so many like fun 50s and it's really fun because Mad Men is so long and it goes throughout multiple like decades. And so like as you go through them, you're kind of like listening to that music. So it's so good and the theme is so good. And yeah, those are my tunes.
Sure, let's play them.
Thank you.
Witch Hazel.
Did you know about Canadian guidelines for standard alcoholic beverages? The standard drink contains 17.05 millimeters of pure alcohol. That's the equivalent of one 12-ounce bottle of 5% beer, one 12-ounce bottle of 5% cider, one 5-ounce glass of 12% wine, or 1.5-ounce shot of 40% liquor. Learn more about standard drinks and low-risk alcohol drinking guidelines at canada.ca.
You just listened to Take My Hand by Matt Berry and I Should Not Be Seeing You by Connie Conway on CFRC.
Bangers.
Bangers.
That Connie Conway song is actually incredible. It makes me want to watch Mad Men.
I love Mad Men so much. That, like, it was like, it's like the baby for Succession.
Right. The thing is, like, I actually, like, it's so hard for people to convince me to watch TV shows. Like, people have to be, like, foaming at the mouth telling me, like, it's so good for me to watch it. So, because it just feels like so much time. Like 7 seasons of Mad Men is crazy.
Yeah, Mad Men is a long haul, but it's worth it, yeah. I think.
But, and you know what? I might watch it. That's a heavy on might, but, yeah, and then the Matt Berry song is just so funny to me. Like, damn, like, he really is cooking up.
But he made a whole new album, too. Like, he's still making music.
Like, Paul McCartney is crazy.
Yes, he has Paul McCartney on his album. Natasha Lyonne. Who else is, like, crazy on his album?
He should play one of the Beatles in the new, like, Beatles movies that are coming out where it's, like...
Bro, which one? Yoko?
Wait, that'd be awesome. As a number one Yoko stan, that'd be awesome.
Yoko being like, I'm going to bounce on it, crazy style.
What?
Because he's a vampire?
Oh, right.
I think I really respected that, like, his whole music. I think, like, I can understand why they casted him, because, like, he was doing this in 2011, like dressing up in, like, medieval clothes and going in the forest with a bird, like.
Yeah, no, that's heavy. That's heavy for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. But,
what's your next two songs?
Yeah, my next two songs are going to be Boats to Build by Guy Clark, which appears in the movie Certain Women, which, if you haven't seen that, like, you're not even my friend. Like, you're not even my friend.
I haven't seen it yet.
Exactly. Right.
That's because we're not friends,
That's because we're more than friends. Yeah. And then the second song I'm going to be playing... Well, yeah, everyone watched Certain Women right now. And the second song I'm going to be playing is Scott Pilgrim by Plumtree. Mm-hmm. Do I have to say more?
No.
Let's play them tunes.
I am.
It's time for change. I'm tired of that same old words, the same old lines, the same old tricks, and the same old rhymes. It's days, precious days, they roll in and out. I got boards to bend, and I got planks to nail, I got charts to make, and I got seas to sail. I'm gonna build me a boat with these two hands of lead, fair curve from a noble plan. Let the chips fall. Sails are just like wings, and the wind can make them sing songs of life, songs of hope, songs to keep your dreams afloat. I'm gonna build me a boat. Ships fall where they will, 'cause I got boats to build. Now shores, distant shores, there's where I'm headed for. Got the stars to guide my way, sail. We'll be right back.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC. Listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast to Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
You just listened to Boats to Build by Guy Clark and Scott Pilgrim by Plumtree on CFRC.
Per.
We love a good country song.
Yeah.
That song's actually insane.
I love his, like, Spotify photo, because why does he look like a firefighter?
Oh, no, that's totally the vibe. That's totally the vibe. That's kind of the vibe I'm on right now. Like, I'm in my mask era.
What?
No, I'm sorry.
Mama,
that was...
you're as much in your mask era as, like, Elon is in his, like, feminist era. Like, right. I don't know what you're talking about. Right.
Don't compare me to Elon ever, though. That's, like, actually evil and foul. Actually, like, can I just say, like, opening the news every day, it feels like I'm being flashbombed. Like, it feels like flashbanged. It's, like, actually, like, so scary. Like, when I opened my phone this morning and I was like, oh, actually, the tariffs aren't taking place, I was just like, what is happening?
He said, hold up 30 days.
He said, hold up.
He said he needs his cycle to, like...
He needs his cycle to align with the moon.
Yeah, and then we'll get tariffs.
Right quick, yeah.
Yeah, who said... Yeah.
But yeah, that song is it's kind of played for like comic effect in the movie. Kind of like one of the characters starts tearing up after hearing the song, and it's like it gets really emotional, and it is like equally sad and funny and heartbreaking. And but
mm-hmm. I really need to see Certain Woman.
It's great. Lily Gladstone's in it, Kristen Stewart's in it, Laura Dern, Michelle Williams, you know, all the goats.
Wendy Williams is in Certain Women.
Wendy, Michelle Williams.
Okay.
That'd be crazy.
But yeah, banger, Scott Pilgrim, whole soundtrack, banger. Yeah,
Canadian, shout out. Sarah, what's your next two songs?
Okay, so my next two, so now we're getting to, it's like not even played in the show or whatever.
It's just vibes.
But... I'm playing, this is unrelated, but I'm going to be playing Snowstorm by Smurgy or Smurgy, which the lyrics of this are just like very Severance to me, and we'll like can go over after we listen to it. Mm-hmm. And then my version of Defiant Jazz, my Canadian version of Defiant Jazz, mm-hmm. is the N-Hop Blues, mm-hmm. brought by Francois Tiberge, and like I don't know how to say this guy's name,
Piotr Voljak.
Yeah, that this is my Defiant Jazz song, because the actual Defiant Jazz song is like almost 10 minutes long.
Yeah, which I would have played that, but I think we should have an episode, a jazz episode, and we should just do like four songs and like,
yeah, I agree,
but
yeah,
it's hard to play jazz on here, so
yeah,
let's play them.
Don't go, I know for sure. My head's on the floor, nights in my mind. I saw sounds like a night.
We had food growing up and we were used to being able to eat, but then all of a sudden we needed that help. That's why the food bank is here. They're here to help you and... They're here to help you.
The food bank is for anyone who needs one. Visit the food bank near you to help and be helped.
You just listened to Snowstorm by Smurgy and N-Hop Blues by François Théberge and that other guy and some other guy too.
Some other guy. There's also like three other guys on it too. So
yeah,
but two bangers. We had to like take a pause because the file corrupted for that second song and we had to like record it all the way through. But banger, we love it.
Banger. Yeah, Snowstorm for me was just like my other, it's like obviously doesn't sound at all like it should be in Severance, but I like the like, I stare, I cry, watch you walk out the door. Because I'm just like thinking about the elevator whenever they talk about a door.
Right. No, girl who has only seen Succession and it's just like everything is Succession. Severance.
Wait, yeah. It's okay, maybe we'll get there.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, no, favorite fun fact, it's a dog, like, John Turturro's dog in Severance is also the dog in Succession.
Yeah,
and,
Mondale.
Like, they were filming the boats at the same time, and so that dog was booked up.
Booked and busy. Like, shout out Mondale.
Yeah, shout out.
Or I don't know what the dog's real name is, but, you know.
Dog. Yeah, shout out dog.
Yeah, I guess I'll play my last two songs of the episode, which are gonna be the song Sans Trois by Michel Legrand This song is from Clear from 5 to 7. Clear from 5 to 7, which is a banger movie by Agnes Varda. If you haven't seen it, classic. Classic. Beautiful movie and beautiful song as well. And I'm also going to be playing a song by Alaska B, friend of the show, Alaska B.
Yeah. I don't know if she would want to be called friend of the show.
Yeah, enemy of the show, Alaska B, called The Bear in the Fire from the movie True Black Spruce. Now, I actually haven't seen this movie, but it's on my list. I know there's some controversy about, like, the author who wrote it or whatever, but it seems like a cool movie, so I'll definitely check it out. And she explained, like, in class, because she's a professor at Queens, she explained in class, like, how she was working on, like, composing these songs and some of the motifs in the music, too. So,
team, play 'em.
Play 'em. You just listened to Sans Toi by Michel Legrand and The Bear and the Fire. Sorry, by Alaska B on CFRC.
Banger.
Banger. What do you think of the Michel Legrand score?
I think it's really good.
Yeah, it's a banger.
I'm like looking at his thing, and it says he like collaborated with like, Miles Davis and Bill Evans. Mm-hmm. That's like kind of crazy.
You know, he's a famous composer, but he was actually in the movie Clear from 5 to 7, and he has a cute cat. He's you know, an attractive man.
Oh my god, wait, I think I know who he is. Didn't he do the soundtrack for Blue is the Warmest Color? I'm kidding.
Right. No, that was really funny. That was really funny. Yeah, I really love that song. And it the song plays like a pivotal role in the movie. Really great. And then the Alaska B song.
Alaska B, like, thank you so much, like, love you.
No, like, cool. Friend of the show, Alaska B.
Yeah.
Do you want to play your last two songs of the episode, Sarah?
Sure, I will. So I'm playing Sweetest Heart by Rachel Bobbitt, which is her newest single.
Friend of the show, Rachel Bobbitt.
No, literally, like, again, maybe let's not use that term so loosely, but yeah. Affiliate.
Affiliate. Acquaintance of the show.
Like a queen of the show. Like, we can't be in her
business
circle. Yeah.
Yeah.
New single. And Sweetest Heart for me is to represent Bert from Severance, because he has the sweetest heart.
Right.
Like, walking, like, in Severance, like, Sweetest Heart, like, baby girl. Such right. a little baby girl. And so that's like the literal only connection with that. And then I'm playing Anything Goes by Patti LuPone.
We love Patti LuPone.
Like, but this one actually has like connection for, I guess, like, show and movie. Because she plays one of the diamonds in Steven Universe. She plays White Diamond in the movie. And like, she like eats it up.
And I think, didn't she used to like live with Aubrey Plaza? Isn't this like lore? They used to like be roommates.
They lived together when they filmed a movie. She's Yellow Diamond, not White Diamond, but they lived together when they filmed a movie, and I don't even know what movie it was.
Yeah. But that's like crazy lore, because you can connect the Steven Universe movie with Scott Pilgrim, and then from Scott Pilgrim you can go to Home Alone through
Kieran
Culkin.
There was definitely like a closer connection than Patti LuPone. I feel like there's gonna be.
No, 100%. But yeah, we'll just play them tunes, I guess.
Yeah, play them.
shock when they landed on Plymouth Rock. If today any shock they should try to stem, instead of landing on Plymouth Rock, Plymouth Rock would land on them. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking, but now once knew better words, now only used for letter words, writing prose, anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today, that women prize today, are just silly gigolos. And though I'm not a great romancer, I know that I'm bound to answer when you
listen to Sweetest Heart by Rachel Bobbitt and Anything Goes by Patti LuPone on CFRC.
Banger.
Banger.
The Rachel Bobbitt song is crazy. Like, that first run that she hits right at the beginning of the song, like, sent me. I was like, wait, we should have her back on the show.
Like, she would never come back.
She would never come back. She actually hates us.
Her time here.
No, 100%. And then the Patti LuPone song, like, yes, Miss Broadway, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Patti LuPone. Okay. So as a little fun thing for the end of the show, we're going to do a wellness check.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss Casey.
This is from the show Severance, everybody.
No, from real life, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give Aiden, welcome. Can't wait.
Okay.
I'll do it.
Lock in.
I'm going to tell you a little facts about your outie. Your outie sends all his roses on Hinge.
Yes.
Remember to enjoy each fact equally. Your outie has questionable relations with body pillows.
Well, See, I'm not. That one's.
Your Audi thoroughly enjoys underrating movies on Letterboxd.
Okay, I wouldn't say like underrating. I would say it's more like
your
I have to.
Your Audi is straight.
Oh.
And your Audi kisses their radio show's radio show host tenderly.
Wait. Are we gonna kiss?
Please enjoy each fact equally.
Oh, sorry. Wait, you kind of slay as Miss Casey.
Meet me in BDSM later.
Oh, can we say that on air?
Yeah, we're fine.
We're fine. I wrote some for you, but they're really bad.
It's okay.
Your Audi doesn't know how to cook chicken. Like,
oh, why would you say?
Your Audi looks like a freak on AirBuds. Like, your Audi gets ghost chicken Wingstop from Longo's and eats them in the hot tub in negative degree weather. Right. Okay. Your Audi is gayer than you are. Right. That's about it.
Okay, no, because I mentioned this before. Like, say if you're bisexual, like, what if your brain, like, splits weird and your innie is, like, so gay and your Audi is, like, mega straight? Like, is that possible?
That'd be awesome. Like, your innie is, like, your innie is Chris Olsen, and then your Audi is like Elon Musk.
The other Chris Olsen.
Yeah. No, your innie is Chris Olsen, and your Audi is like Andrew Tate. Like, imagine.
No, yeah. Well, Andrew. Well, no, that's two gays.
Oh, you're right. Actually, collect that. Wait, collect that tea. No, Andrew Tate is low-key. Well, speaking of Andrew Tate, go watch How I Do Not Expect Too Much from the End of the World, because, like, Bobita. Yeah. I think about Bobita every day.
Yeah. Like, Bobita is my innie.
Imagine your innie is Bobita and your Audi is like Angela. Like, that'd be awful.
Yeah,
that'd be awful.
Because, like, for real, like, what if I go to work and I come out and, like, my butt hurts? Like, I know my innie's doing freaky stuff at work.
Wait, no. Well, doesn't,
because if I was down there with Mr. Milkshake, mama, like,
Mr. Milkshake.
I know my innie would, like,
get freaky
and, like, respect to her.
Right. No, it's actually crazy because I did not, like, I never thought, like, well, they explore it in the show. Wait, this is kind of a spoiler, so I'm going to say spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
So, like, cover your ears for, like, 10 seconds. The part where, like, Helly, like, hangs herself low-key, that, like, actually got me because I was like, oh, my God, wait, I didn't realize, like, you could revolt against yourself. Like, that's crazy. Like, damn.
Yeah, that's what you do every day when you dress like that. You're revolting against yourself.
Oh. Like, wow, clock me. Guys, I'm wearing, like, a hoodie. I told you, I'm in my mask era.
And I'm wearing, like, a mini skirt and, like, a sequin top.
Well, no, not exactly. Sarah's wearing green corduroy pants and, like, a button-up. And she has the nerve. Let's call the episode here because it feels like it's getting heated.
Yeah, like, our innie wellness check is low-key a roast. Like, we need to try this again.
Yeah.
Like...
Okay.
And approach this with kindness and love.
Yes. Okay. Thank you for listening to another episode of The Only Show.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bee Banter.